From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Framework deal reached in Iran nuclear talks. Iran and six world powers have agreed to key parameters for a preliminary deal aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program following 8 days of talks in Lausanne, Switzerland. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says this crucial decision will lay the basis for reaching a final agreement by the June 30th deadline. In Washington, President Barack Obama said the deal, if fully implemented, will block every pathway that Iran can take to build a nuclear weapon.
International inspectors will have unprecedented access not only to Iranian nuclear facilities, but to the entire supply chain that supports Iran's nuclear program, from uranium mills that provide the raw materials to the centrifuge production and storage facilities that support the program. If Iran cheats, the world will know it.
The White House says Mr. Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to assure him the framework in no way diminishes U.S. concerns over Iranian sponsorship of terrorism and threats against Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who directly negotiated with the Iranians, called the framework a solid foundation for a final deal that ensures Iran's nuclear program remains exclusively peaceful. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday, seizing the presidential palace and the key southern port city. Earlier Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen, freeing 300 inmates. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers and two civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Kenyan officials say 147 people are confirmed dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The Somali militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, which began shortly before dawn at Garissa University College. Security officials say gunmen stormed the campus, killing two guards before taking over a section of the residence halls and holding some students hostage. Kenyan military forces battled the militants for most of the day. Kenyan authorities said four of the assailants were killed and one arrested during operations. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan officials have named alleged al-Shabaab commander Mohamed Mahmoud as the mastermind of the attack. Two New York City women have been arrested for allegedly trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the United States. A federal criminal complaint made public Thursday says they were arrested on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the two women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. Authorities say the public was never in danger. German prosecutors say that the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a German Wings jet into the French Alps, killing all 150 people on board, searched online for information dealing with suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash. Prosecutors say they found the information on a computer tablet in the Dusseldorf, Germany apartment of 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Meanwhile, searchers at the crash site have recovered the second black box, which contains the flight data recorder. At least 56 people are known dead after a Russian trawler sank in the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia's Far East Wednesday. Officials say 63 of the 132 crew members on board the ship were rescued after the boat sank in icy waters near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. 13 people are still missing. Officials say the ship sank in about 15 minutes and did not send any distress signal. The cause of the accident remains unknown. Pakistan's recently established military courts have sentenced what the army calls six hardcore terrorists to death for committing terrorist acts. An army statement says the men were involved in heinous offenses, including manslaughter, suicide bombing, and abduction for ransom. While announcing the first set of convictions, the army said a seventh man was sentenced to life imprisonment. Indonesia says it is ready to host celebrations for the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Summit. Delegations from dozens of countries will be traveling to Jakarta this month for the event. Jakarta's governor says preparations are underway in the capital. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.